Your fitness tracker, smartwatch, or your gym equipment might check your heart rate, but it does not check an important measure of your health, heart rate variability. Earlier, Sean and Hillary learned more about this from Fairfax Hackley of BodyByHack.com in this week's Best Body Report.
Heart rate variability is a change in time intervals between adjacent heartbeats. So in other words, it is a predictive indicator of our overall heart health, and there's an optimal level of heart rate variability that will determine your overall health and functioning of your body. But more importantly, if you've had heart conditions before or heart challenges, this is a great way to monitor that and to stay healthy and fit.
Is this different from having high heart rate, low heart rate? Which one is better? Explain that difference to us.
It's a really good question, Sean. You go by high rate and low rate. A high rate indicates the dominance of your parasympathetic response, that side of your autonomic nervous system that helps with sleep, recovery, digestion, and relaxation. So it follows a fractal pattern. So the more variable it is, the better it is for you. The low rate indicates a dominance of your sympathetic response, your flight or fright, which is associated with stress, inflammation, and overtraining. So if you have a heart rate that is steady, that's not a good thing. That's actually kind of a bad thing. And that's an indicator of multiple metabolic syndromes like diabetes, high cholesterol, and hypertension.
Why are athletes so enthused about this?
Well, they're so enthused because, you know, for a long period of time, they didn't really track this or they didn't really pay attention to it. But it helps them track their rest and recovery and manage their optimal training for their particular sport of activity, which is very, very important. So it helps them manage overtraining. When they've overtrained, like they were getting ready for a race or Olympics, generally the amount of stress, the inflammation in the body, this helps them determine what that optimum rate is for them for recovery and for them to be able to perform at their absolute best.
Okay, so how do you start tracking this and what numbers are we looking for?
The most important thing, Sean, is if you're starting out, please consult with your healthcare provider. This is something that is measuring your heart. You're not an expert at it, so talk to your practitioner. It's also especially important if you had heart challenges before, especially if you've had a prior heart attack. You want to know those numbers and you want to know where you fit in as far as this thing being involved with how you feel on a day-to-day basis, how you're exercising, and the other variables that may affect that number.
Fairfax Hackley of BodyByHack.com with this week's Best Body Report.